Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Donald Trump hit the ground running? Will Democrats find a raison d'etre? And is the Never Trump movement a thing of the past? Find out on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
And so it begins. The next 4 years of a brand new administration, and what you're watching occurred just moments ago. Just moments ago, after Trump took his oath of office for the second time. It is Inauguration Day, and there is a lot of stuff to cover, and we're going to be covering a lot of this live. And so there's going to be moments of the radio program where you're going to be, you know, maybe watching some of the stuff that, you know, the parades, and because you still have the inaugural parade, and then there's all kinds of stuff to get into. So we're going to be taking a lot of it live and just offering commentary during those portions. But we've got a lot of stuff, a lot of behind the scenes stuff, things that, you know, you maybe you aren't aware of just yet. I mean, we got some gossip. So we're going to dive into everything. But what you're watching there is history. You're watching history being made. And you can see in the video that Juan has, the number of, I mean, a who's who. I was trying to do the math of the billions of dollars that were on stage with Trump, with the tech bros, because there's a lot of them. But we're going to get into all of this because there's a lot to discuss. And we've got executive orders and we've got pardons. So I know. Wait, not Trump's? No, not for Biden's last minute pardons. Wait until you hear who is being pardoned. We're going to dive on all of that. We also have coming up, we're going to speak with Stephen Yates regarding all the TikTok stuff, because TikTok back and forth over the weekend. It's just a lot. We have a lot to get to today, and we're happy to be here. So welcome. It's good to be with you, Dana Lash, here with you. And we are at the top of this very first hour on Inauguration Day. And where to start even? First off, let's go back. Biden's two words to Trump were welcome home, because you know they do this whole thing where you have the first families that come in and they, you know, the outgoing president invites the new president in, and they do this like coffee and tea thing in the morning, and then they ride together, which has to be incredibly uncomfortable. They ride together to the Capitol, or where, you know, now because they moved this inside, they ride to where the Capitol is. And it's very, I can't even imagine what it was like in that car, because Jill Biden is not having it, and Melania Trump is used to not having it. So first two words were welcome home, is what Biden told President Trump when he met him and First Lady Melania Trump there at the White House. They walked up the stairs, they shook hands, they posed for photos. According to lip readers, because they have a whole lineup of them, they were joking about the weather. And both Trump and Biden told each other that they were freezing. And then he led everybody inside, Biden did. And it's interesting. So this, and I have to say, there's so much to get into. So that's the first thing that happened. The second thing is that now we know that there are going to be more than 200 executive orders signed on day one. Now, my hope is that these aren't just going to be executive orders. My hope is that this is leadership with legislation, and that we maybe you bookmark it with the executive order now, and then you can pass the legislation, et cetera, do what you need to do later. And I mean, that's the hope anyway. 200 executive orders that are going to address border security, DEI, and energy. And we're going to get into those as we become more aware of the specificity. It's called, being called an omnibus of executive orders. Each of them contain dozens of executive actions. So we're going to follow up on that because that's expected immediately now that he is officially in office. And now the president, once again, of the United States. Now, the a couple of other things to note as well, because they you have all of the previous presidents that are there. You have the entire Trump family there. They're there, obviously, just tons. You have Jeff Bezos, Altman, Elon Musk. I mean, everybody is, you know, billions of dollars. There are 200,000 people that were expected to go out to the Capitol, but because of the cold, they moved everything inside. I wanted to ask really quickly, Steve, you're in D.C. Tell us about the cold. It's freezing.
Yeah, it snowed yesterday, and then this morning, everything is a sheet of ice. Thankfully, I can take the train into work, but yeah, it's nuts. It's the wind chills in the teens.
That's crazy. Crazy. So it's super cold. It's super cold. We're going to go ahead and move towards the folks over at Human Super Barine, the Super Barine product, which is available at Sam's Club. Everything brought to you by Super Barine. And you guys know the Super Beats Heart Chews. Well, they also make the Super Barine product, which you can just walk right into a Sam's Club and purchase. It is just that easy. It helps with healthy metabolism and also healthy blood sugar levels as well. It's a plant-based supplement with formulated with an ingredient that helps to support all of that. Clinically researched, real results, super convenient, used by doctors from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, save on the Super Beats Heart Chews and the Super Barine made with clinically researched berberine. And you'll love the way it makes you feel. Only at Sam's Club.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. We're doing it a little bit differently today because it's Inauguration Day, the president speaking live. So while he's speaking live, we're going to bring you some of that address in progress. But then we got a lot of other stuff to get to once he concludes. So it's already in progress. We're joining now.
Institutional federal efforts to restrict free expression I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Something I know something about. We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen again. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law. And we are going to bring law and order back to our cities. This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
We have a lot more on this as the president gives his first address since swearing in. We're going to carry it live. We're also going to tell you the pardons that just dropped. Biden just pardoned his entire family. And wait until you hear about Fauci's pardon, the language in that. We have a lot. Stick with us because this ain't done yet. The folks who help make it possible, our friends over at Tax Network USA, they help you with the government theft service. I mean, the IRS, right? That's what they're called. Tax Network USA understands that with the hiring of all of these thousands of IRS workers, they're sending millions of pay-up notices for 25, right? So if you are stressed about the IRS or you're worried about collection tactics, you don't have to face them alone. Tax Network USA is there to help. They are the top tax relief expert in the nation. They've secured over $1 billion in tax relief for clients. They offer penalty forgiveness, hardship programs, in-compromise solutions for lump sum settlements. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they have experts there to help. It's collection season, so they're in full collections mode. Contact Tax Network USA to get personalized support. You can reduce or eliminate your debt, and they have strategic advice to set you up, making sure that you have the best possible solution for your situation. And they've saved their clients over $1 billion. So schedule a complimentary consultation today. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. That's 1-800-958-1000. TNUSA.com/Dana. Take control of your financial future today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The 47th president of the United States, Donald Trump, giving his first address after his swearing-in ceremony in the Capitol, in the Rotunda. And then, of course, after this, he is headed to the Capitol One Stadium there for their big rally for all of the other individuals. Remember, this was going to be a very different-looking inauguration, but the bone-chilling cold and the winds didn't really exactly make it safe for the young or the elderly. And so they moved things inside. And I got to tell you, that might have been more of a consideration as a nicety for some of the elderly lawmakers than anything else. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We are broadcasting live here on Inauguration Day. And there is a lot of stuff to touch on, because while you've been watching this, pardons have been coming out fast and furiously. So this is what you need to know. Joe Biden has pardoned his entire family, including his brother, Jim. Jim has even been pardoned. That's very interesting. Now, those aren't the only people. We're going to come back to that in a moment. He issues a full and unconditional pardon, are the language. James Biden, Sarah Biden, Valerie Biden Owens, John T. Owens, and Francis W. Biden. It is a full and unconditional pardon for his family. They get a clean slate. The Bidens get a clean slate. So, you know, they didn't do anything illegal, but I mean, they need pardons for it, I tell you what. And then Anthony Fauci, along with some of the J6 congressional members, have also been pardoned. They got a full pardon as well. Interestingly, with Anthony Fauci's pardon, it begins, the date on that, it's dated all the way back retroactively, like Hunter Biden was, to January 1st, 2014. Very interesting. January 1st, because that's when, arguably, if you look at the timeline of when gain of function and everything kicked off, isn't that the time span that they said that gain of function kicked off, Kane?
Yep.
So Anthony Fauci gets a full pardon. You have Carrie Underwood, who's going to be singing, I believe, the national anthem there in the Capitol at the Rotunda. We're keeping an eye on everything. And if ever there's, and later Trump is going to speak, I don't think that rally is expected to kick off until 1:30 our time, I believe. And I believe the next time he speaks, we will have concluded our 3-hour program today. But Carrie Underwood singing now. It's a very different sight in the Rotunda. It's a lot more intimate and it's a lot more personal. And I would have to imagine that the weight of the event and the solemnness of the event right now temporarily might be kind of covering up for, again, like I said, the flurry of pardons. And the family of Biden, the fact that the family was coming out was only just literally right before Trump, minutes, literally like 3 minutes before Trump took his oath of office. That's when those pardons came out. Perfectly timed to come out right at the end. So Joe Biden is now former president of the United States, and he got everything in there. He got all the pardons in, a lot of very, very interesting things. Now, while Joe Biden is busy pardoning, and they pardoned a lot of these lawmakers that were part of the J6 stuff, and I noted, a friend of mine had suggested that anybody who was pardoned, none of these people, should be, if you have to be pardoned and you're a member of Congress and they pardoned, you know, like the Liz Cheney's, etc., you shouldn't be in Congress then if you're having to get pardoned for this kind of stuff. So we're going to come back to that. But this is, I mean, there's a lot happening. So we also have the 200 executive orders that are coming out. Now, we already know that there's going to be an executive order as it pertains to the genders, right? And that's going to have effect on government documentation, things of that nature. You know, a lot of the government forms we've talked about over the years, how they've changed to where you can kind of just like pick your own gender, you know, like choose your own adventure, pick your own gender. So apparently it's immediately going to have effect on that. Additionally, it'll remake the online forms. You're not going to have all those drop down menus. It's just going to be male or female. There are also, this is what the New York Post is reporting, is that he's going to announce the end of birthright citizenship for people who came here illegally and then have kids. He's going to announce the end of birthright citizenship. Now, there's going to be a big debate about that as it pertains to the 14th Amendment. But I have to say that I really feel like the time, and I haven't made up my mind on this yet. But I do think it's weird that. And the reason why is the 14th Amendment says, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. However, coming illegally to the United States and then having a child here so as to plant a flag and claim citizenship is being abused to the nth degree. We cannot allow this. And I really feel like there needs to be a debate on this as it pertains to the context of the 14th Amendment. So that's going to be, expect that to be a big fight coming up in the next couple of weeks, because this is going to be something that he is signing today. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, I mean, I feel like a lot of people have a very flawed interpretation of the 14th Amendment, because think about it. It's very Sun Tzu. You could then just illegally immigrate to a country and then you could have like a million kids and take over the country without firing a single shot. And that's why I have to say, I really feel like people need to kind of maybe check the interpretation of that. So we're going to come back to it. Also, because there's a million, I mean, 200 executive orders, and most of them are going to pertain, as I understand, to immigration and the gender, et cetera. Now, New York Times has an advanced but incomplete list of it, and we're still whittling it all down. But apparently it's immigration and the border, closing the border to asylum seeking illegal immigrants, ending asylum and birthright citizenship, ending all of those. I'm looking on my big list here, involving the U.S. military and border security. That will probably be a legal fight, because there's a lot of debate as to how the military can be used inside the country in that respect. Declaring illegal immigrant crossings to be a national emergency. So by doing that, what he's going to do is unlock a lot of resources that he normally would not have available to him, because it's not considered to be a national emergency. So these are some of the executive orders that he is going to sign. That's gender diversity, equity, inclusion, establish biological sex definitions, remove protections for transgender individuals in federal prisons, which is going to actually, because we have stories, and I've talked to a lot of advocates who, women who do their crime and they're paying their time and they understand this, but then they're housed with men who very advantageously determine that they are also female at the very last minute, so they can be housed in female jails. And the inordinate amount of these individuals that are convicted sexual predators is unbelievable. So now there's stories of women getting raped in prison, particularly in California. This would affect that. Removing protections for transgender illegal immigrants in U.S. custody as it relates to tariffs and trade. The executive orders are going to be dealing with directing federal agencies to begin an investigation into trade practices, deficits, unfair currency practices, a whole bunch of stuff. Assess China's compliance with the trade deal that Trump signed back in 2020, as well as assessing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which was supposed to replace NAFTA back in 2020. The External Revenue Service, which we've only mentioned briefly, which is looking at collecting of tariffs and duties. Energy and the environment, he's declaring a national energy emergency to unlock powers to speed for the permitting process of pipelines and power plants. This may include oil refineries. I'm not quite sure. I haven't found any concrete information on that yet, but it may, which is something that we desperately need. He's also going to be ordering the federal government to roll back regulations that impede domestic energy production. So one of the things you're going to see when all of this is said and done as it relates to energy, because it also opens Alaskan wilderness, eliminates environmental justice programs, a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with energy or conservation. He's also going to loosen the limits on tailpipe pollution and fuel economy standards, which is huge for the average everyday American. We're going to see an energy boom. That's what's going to happen as long as this stays the course. The ban on TikTok, which we're going to dive into coming up, he's delayed the ban on that. That was an executive order to give ByteDance, the CCP owner of it, more time to make a sale and satisfy the law that would ban it in the U.S. So it's not permitting it. It's giving an extension on its deadline. So we've got a million things to cover, because we have to talk about those pardons. Oh, my gosh. You knew that was coming. but the audacity of it, right? And all of the little things that you may have missed during this whole inauguration ceremony. I love the pageantry of it because this is the one time that we can really get into the pageantry of stuff. And I love the pageantry of good old fashioned Americana. So we're going to talk about all of that and more here as we roll towards, oh my gosh, already the second hour of the program. And as we do so, with everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
If you follow what I do, this shouldn't even be an argument. He's the president. He won. This isn't a campaign. This isn't the RNC. I'm not out on the political campaign. I didn't get none of that 1.5. You see what I'm saying? Like, to try to help somebody get voted.
Kamala didn't invite you to perform?
No. She didn't invite me.
She didn't invite me either, man. I was going to do it.
Like, so... But I don't knock the ones that did. I don't knock the brothers and sisters that benefited from it. I don't knock the correspondents that may have gotten money to do that. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because it's an honor. I respect the office. It don't matter.
See, that's adult because Nelly's smart. Nelly's a good business person, too. Nelly comes from St. Lou, from the Lou, and we're proud. So welcome back. Dana Lash with you. He's because he's performing. He'd been performing at one of the inaugural events. No, I know the guy who manages Nelly. He's a very dear friend. And just so you know, not everyone that you see in Hollywood is on the left. And not everyone that you see in hip hop is on the left. And not everybody that you see in film and TV are on the left. And every now and then we play some of those people who are not on the left. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it's nice to see that people are growing up, right? Not people, but just like generally. Although I still question why Snoop Dogg did play. It was a ball that was officially not with the inaugural program, But it was an inaugural ball, and Snoop Dogg played. And I can't get over, y'all remember the song he did called Lavender, right? Where he pretended to shoot Trump in the head in that video. And then all of the videos that he made where he called everybody who voted for Trump dumb, blank blankers. I mean, I can't have reconciliation until you're like, you know what, I was wrong. Because biblically, that's how reconciliation, you got to acknowledge the offenses. We got more on the way. Second hour coming up. It's our friends over at All Family Pharmacy. This is such a great service. You need to memorize the website. They make it so easy. All Family Pharmacy helped my family out a lot over Thanksgiving because, you know, right on Thanksgiving when offices are closed and you end up getting sick, it's a mess and you got to get medicine. All Family Pharmacy made it super easy. And you can visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Use code Dana and you'll get 10% off of your entire order. So this is affordable access, easy and cost effective for medicine. You don't have to break the bank to access these medicines. There's no red tape. There's no hassle. Everything's made in the USA. You're not getting Chinese antibiotics. It's not how that's working. They got a proven track record. And you work with their doctors. Their doctors get you the medication that you need. Fast delivery right to your door. You can even overnight stuff if needed. And you can rely on All Family Pharmacy to keep your health needs on track. If you need antibiotics, if you need things like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which is actually a good antiviral, you can get those at All Family Pharmacy. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Get 10% off using code Dana. 10% off your purchase using code Dana10. It's Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order only at allfamilypharma.com/Dana.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This week, I will reinstate any service members who were unjustly expelled from our military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate with full back pay. And I will sign an order to stop our warriors from being subjected to radical political theories and social experiments while on duty. It's going to end immediately.
That's the President of the United States speaking just moments ago. Now, he's going to be also heading over to that, what is it, the Citibank Stadium there? Or a Capital One Stadium? He's going to be heading there for a big rally for all of the individuals who couldn't, you know, typically sit outside of the Capitol there and watch the swearing in. And now he's headed towards that, and we'll bring you any good stuff from there as well, although he's not expected to speak for a little while. Welcome back to the program. Top of the second hour. It's Inauguration Day, and America loves a good comeback story. The comeback story is part of the American DNA. Americans love an underdog because they see themselves in underdogs. We as Americans were the underdog. And I don't think that that ever has left our American DNA. You still have that sort of, I think it's part of that animating spirit of liberty when you're the underdog, when you're, you know, when we were just the colonies and we were organizing and trying to form our more perfect union. I think that aesthetic has stayed with us throughout the generations. And part of that is the comeback. We love a good comeback story. We love all of it. And this just epitomizes it. It's being called the greatest comeback in political history. I would say maybe second only to Churchill. Churchill's comeback story was remarkable because he was down and on the outs before World War II. He was almost a laughingstock, and they didn't take him seriously. And they had Chamberlain, who was such a better statesman, and all this stuff. And then look, Churchill came back and led England through one of the worst times of the country's history. And now you have this political comeback story, and we are on the precipice of going one of two ways. You know, we can grab that last ring go a more successful path, or we can just fall off the cliff into the abyss. And voters made that choice, and you're seeing the summation of that choice as you watch the inaugural festivities and the pageantry today. I have to say, I love the pageantry. I love the pageantry because it's something that we as Americans don't do very often. It's not like Britain. Britain, they have pageants. It's pageantry every day for everything. It's not even like in France or even in some other countries. America is very singular and very unique in that regard. But yet we do reserve a little bit of pageantry for things like this. And I like it because I think that first off, it's appropriate and it's necessary to be able to celebrate the peaceful transfer of power is an amazing thing because it goes against our human nature. I mean, we are celebrating the departure from our human nature by having this huge celebration during an inauguration. Our human nature is not typically gracious, and it's not accommodating, and our human nature is fight for survival. And when you couple that with, you know, the underdog aesthetic that I just talked about, it's, you know, pretty fiery, pretty spicy. And this is a celebration of freedom and of the republic. And it's interesting to see everyone be all magnanimous on the day of and all the hateful stuff leading up to. But I like that Trump stood on stage and was like, yeah, it's been bad. You've been bad. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are sitting right there. You know, I believe in graciousness, but I also am not going to choke down truth to satisfy graciousness because I feel like that's a lie. And I feel like doing that is lying, and lying is a sin. And I don't want to participate in sinful behavior by pretending that everything has been kittens and sunshine. And you can still have grace. But grace doesn't mean an absence of justice. Grace doesn't mean an absence of acknowledgement. Grace doesn't mean an absence of a reckoning, really, either. And so just keep that in mind as we go forward today. Speaking of all of that, you know, here he's talking about the back pay for military members who were forced out. And you have these pardons that were given to Anthony Fauci. In fact, the pardons were given to General Milley, Anthony Fauci, the entire Biden family, but and even Republican J6ers, the people who are like Liz Cheney, they're trying to guard against what they claim might be potential revenge from a Trump administration. Rich coming from an administration that was nothing more than an extension of Obama that actually weaponized government agencies to target people in a vengeance campaign. The irony of ironies, right? And then one of those, Anthony Fauci, John Carl, who works over at ABC, he spoke with Anthony Fauci and says, Fauci said he's grateful because of the threats and possibility of a politically motivated prosecution creates immeasurable and intolerable distress on me and my family, end quote. He was given a preemptive pardon. And he says that he didn't seek it and didn't want it. But note that Fauci's not turning it down. He's not turning it down. This is why people don't like Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci thinks that he's the second Jesus. Anthony Fauci thinks that he is the second Messiah and that he is performing such a great sacrifice. I've never seen such a sacrifice make so many millions of dollars for someone as Anthony Fauci has made off of this gain of function research. And when he talks about the immeasurable and intolerable, quote unquote, distress on him and his family, I want you to think for a moment of the immeasurable and intolerable distress that was put on the families of those who had to say goodbye to their loved ones behind glass walls in hospitals because Fauci's recommendations for dealing with the Wu flu wouldn't allow them to be there at the bedside of their dying relative. I want him to talk about, I want him to consider the immeasurable and intolerable distress that was placed on a friend of mine that had to choose between her and her brother to be there as their father passed away. And then which one of them was going to be able to be graveside to bury him, you know, because the regulations that Fauci recommended. Or what about the immeasurable and intolerable distress that was put on another one of my friends who had to delay her cancer treatment because everything was shut down due to Fauci's recommendations? My friend is fighting breast cancer, and she had to delay all of that because of Fauci's recommendations. Or about the people that we know that were dealing with fertility issues that had to put behind their hormone shots so they could try to conceive naturally as best as they could because all of that was interrupted by Fauci's recommendations. What about all of the kids who missed crucial years of development because they were forced to stay inside for 15 days that turned into 2 years thanks to Fauci's recommendations? If you want to have a discussion about immeasurable and intolerable distress, you absolute corrupt son of a bitch. That's sickening. Anyone should be dragged into jail in chains. It ought to be Anthony Fauci. And I hope Trump learned his lesson by listening to him. Because none of that is worth going through again. None of it. And this guy's pardon. Why does he need a pardon? Why does Fauci need a pardon? General Milley, the guy who sat there and was, you remember the book that he was reading? What was that book, Kane? Something about like white privilege or something like that? Understanding white privilege? I don't know.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Why is he pardoned? Why is General Milley pardoned? What crime could Milley have undertaken that he would need a pardon? He is a general. He is in charge of our military. I don't think that General Milley should be pardoned, and I don't think that he should be allowed in any office of decision making ever. If you need a pardon, you shouldn't be allowed to command troops. If you need a pardon like Milley needs, apparently, you shouldn't be allowed to call the shots when it comes to putting our loved ones in harm's way. Because they don't get a pardon, but you do? Hell no. There are service members that have the books thrown at them for less than probably now what Milley's being pardoned for. But he gets a pardon. Unreal. I want you to count the number of medals that are on General Milley's coat. And then you count the number of medals that General Patton wore. He had tons of them, but he didn't wear them. Because he didn't need to brag about himself every time like some kind of North Korean officer when he went in public. I question those people that wear all that metal and they got some baby hands. Smooth skin. Why does he need a pardon? I got a lot of questions. A whole family of Bidens are pardoned. All of them pardoned. Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, and they all get the date. It's all everything. All anything committed from January 1st, 2014 through the date of the pardon. I mean, it goes all the way back for all of them. Fauci, the Bidens, everybody. Interesting that, isn't it? Interesting. But I thought none of them were guilty. I thought it was just all Russian disinformation. And the audacity of them to say that they are the ones who are worried about vengeance. They are the ones worried about vengeance. Unreal. I want to switch gears because there's so much to discuss. We got these executive orders. As well, that are coming through. People have been watching. Apparently yesterday there was all kinds of video of the Bidens moving out of the White House, all the trucks that were there. Interesting also. A couple of things, too, to get into this. The fashion world has finally bent the knee. Oscar de la Renta apparently did customized dresses, not just for Usha Vance, but also for Ivanka Trump. And Melania Trump, I think she was wearing something that was a De La Renta design, the design house named after the late Oscar De La Renta. And they put it on their social media, breaking ranks with all of the other fashion designers that had for so long refused to acknowledge or even dress or offer the first family. And that's like a big deal. Apparently, Melania Trump, I was reading this in-depth piece. She hired this French, who's a friend of hers. He is a French stylist who used to work a number of fashion houses in Paris. And he was the one who, like, apparently went and got was getting off-the-rack stuff for all of her inaugural events. And then Ralph Lauren stepped in and did that customized blue dress for 2016. But she looks, I love the fact that tailoring is back again. I think that it's inexcusable in 2025 not to be tailored and not to look sharp. Make tailoring great again. I mean, it fits you like a glove. It looks nice. If proper tailoring, and it doesn't have to be expensive stuff. You can go to Walmart and get stuff, and you can go to dollar store. As long as it's tailored right, you can look like $1 million. Having it fit you, and tailoring is not that expensive when you compare it to designer stuff. Make tailoring great again, because I got so tired of looking at Jill Biden looking as though she was wearing a Dolce & Gabbana slipcover. And having everything be wrinkled and not fit her properly and the waist be off and there are gaps in the shoulders. And it's like when you have that money and you have that access, why in the world would you not make sure that something that is worth more than what most people make in a month is at least tailored properly to you? It's just like a finger in the air. Also, gosh, with that, there's a million things. One of the things we're going to talk about coming up is the Boromir test of big government. Here's Trump's test. And I'll explain what that means coming up. On January 24th, as the nation comes together for the March for Life, Preborn proudly stands in solidarity with the movement, reaffirming their dedication with the sanctity of life month and the protection of every unborn child. And more great news, the abortion pill reversal treatment is giving women a second chance to choose life, bringing babies back to life and empowering women. Join Preborn Ministries in supporting women in their darkest hours. With God's love and free services, Preborn's network of clinics are ready to help women choose life and help start the new year right by supporting life just for $28. Just $28. You can provide one ultrasound. With a gift of $140, you can help rescue 5 babies, and your donation can make a real difference. And if you're able, consider a leadership gift to save babies. A $5,000 donation sponsors Preborn's network for 24 hours, rescuing 200 babies. Donate securely at preborn.com/dano. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/dana. Donate today for the sanctity of life at preborn.com/dana.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How to have fun. Anytime. Anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Florida Highway Patrol's issued a safety advisory ahead of an incoming storm. They're expecting freezing temperatures in Florida. What in the world? Freezing temperatures in Florida. You know, I love Floridians. I love you all. But I also know that, like most southern states that have no idea how to deal with ice and snow, none of y'all going to know how to drive, except a lot of them are New Yorkers. So I feel like the New Yorkers and the northern transplants will. So maybe it won't be as bad. Like in Texas, everyone's like, oh, there's ice on the road. I'm going to get my biggest truck out with nothing in the bed and drive 90 miles an hour. Perfect, right? Let's see. Staten Island groups are using flower power against New York City speed cameras. Nobody wants this intrusive spy government. They're taping fake flowers in front of the cameras. That's actually hysterical. I love it. So good idea. So apparently a Jefferson County, and this is in our county that we grew up in. Yeah, it's Missouri's Jefferson County. Missouri Supreme Court suspended a Jefferson County prosecutor, assistant prosecutor, his license indefinitely for a prank that he did. And the prank was when an assistant public defender left the room, this prosecutor went on that person's laptop and used their email to send the sheriff an email saying, quote, you look so good in khaki pants and that black shirt. That ended up getting the guy fired. And they said you had access to confidential information. That's what they were alleging. And so, yeah, he ended up, that's like one of the industries in which you can't really do that kind of stuff. You shouldn't do that sort of stuff. Also, let's see. Check this out. Bexar County jury finds this guy 100% negligent because he served what they said was dangerously hot barbecue sauce. And I swear I heard a ton of you out there right when I said sauce go, yeah, it's not hot until I try it and say it's hot. Because I know you people. You know those people? They'll sit there, they'll eat a whole bunch of ghost peppers and sit there, and they will die before they sweat to death.
Spicy hot, not temperature hot?
Okay. I don't know. Bill Miller Barbecue has been ordered to pay $2.8 million for serving dangerously hot barbecue sauce. It's spicy, is it? I don't know. San Antonio woman sued him. She said it was hot and it gave her burns. Spicy and gave her burns. I'm like, well, what? Like, what in the world? Okay, I don't know. It's when you get hot food, you have to assume it's hot. And when you're getting something spicy, you have to assume that it's spicy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the... Okay, people are dumb. A ski lift collapsed at a Spanish resort. I'm not a big skier. I don't like snow. 10 people, apparently the ski lift just totally collapsed and it hurt 10 people, like pretty badly. Two of them were seriously injured. Stick with us. We got a lot more on the way. The Boromir test for the Trump administration next. Our partners over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the nation. It's nationwide coverage that you can trust. You get exceptional coverage. They operate on all three major networks, so you're connected wherever you go. And you get quality, convenience. You're taken care of by a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. They make it so easy to switch. Keep your current number, your phone, upgrade. It's never been easier or simpler to switch. They're a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, by the way. Means also that you are helping to maintain U.S.-based jobs and you're creating more by giving them your business. And speaking of your business, it doesn't matter if you're a business or a family or a single or whatever, they have a plan. They can get something tailored for you. They have plans for literally everybody. So make the switch today. Have your money work to protect the things that you vote for instead of empowering the things that you vote against. Because if you have not switched to Patriot Mobile, I guarantee you that you are funding DEI, gun control, and who knows what else. So switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, the number 972-PATRIOT. You can also get a free month of service by using promo code Dana, the only way to get it. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you at the bottom of this second hour on Inauguration Day. I got a million things we're going to get into, but really quickly, the Trump administration is now going to face the hard part of winning the election is over. The harder part of doing what needs to be done begins. And may the celebration and the joyous feeling that everybody feels today last and sustain them as we go. It's going to be a brawl. And the administration is going to be tested like Boromir. I have talked about Lord of the Rings and I've talked about Boromir before. Kane's going to go to sleep. Because when I start nerding out, I'm a huge Tolkien fan. Huge Lord of the Rings fan. And I've read them before I saw the movies. I'm that, yeah. And I've talked about this before, and I was reading an editorial last night where someone mentioned the Boromir test. And I thought, oh, who else is also a Lord of the Rings nerd? Who else joins the geekdom? It was very interesting. It ended up being, I think it was like Real Clear linked it or something to that effect. The Boromir test, you know, Boromir from Lord of the Rings. I swear to you, if you check out of this, I'm going to come to your house and spank you. You're talking about Boromir, right? You have Faramir and Boromir, and you're talking about Boromir, who was there at the council when they were determining the Fellowship of the Ring and the One Ring. And Boromir was an anti-hero who was saved at the moment of death because he chose to give his life for the hobbits. But he kind of put himself in that position. Boromir, if you remember, when they were sitting there and Elrond was leading the council, he was the only one who suggested using the One Ring to save Gondor, to save the people and return the kingdom of the realm of man to its rightful place on the social status ladder in Middle Earth. He was the only one who suggested using the ring. Now, everyone from Aragorn to everybody knew how Aragorn, all of them knew how dangerous this was. You had all of these rings that were made and you have the one ring to rule them all. And he thought we could defeat Sauron if we use this one ring to do it. Boromir's belief was that the one ring, this variable, and the ring itself is almost a MacGuffin. If you know what a MacGuffin is, like how in Citizen Kane, the MacGuffin was Redbud, was the sled that, you know, it was like the symbol of his innocence and his youth and his childhood. And or like the Maltese Falcon was a MacGuffin. It's always discussed, but it doesn't really, it's almost a MacGuffin because it does actually play a part. But Boromir believed that that one ring, the determination of its goodness or badness lied in the heart of the person who wielded it. So the ring could be used for good if it was in the hands of someone good. The ring would be bad if it was in the hands of someone bad. And a lot of people view government this way. They think that big government, like the One Ring, is bad when it's in the hands of, you know, Sauron and Saruman and bad people. But maybe if big government or the One Ring, if it were in the hands of, you know, us, I think we were called hobbits once, so I'll go with it, the hobbits or the, you know, the realm of men or anything like that, then if it's in the hands of good people, then it's right. It's a good thing and it can be used for good. But it ignores a very important truth about power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. The One Ring didn't care if someone was good. That person's goodness could not negate or neutralize the evil that is inherent in the One Ring, or the damage that the One Ring could do, or the allure that the One Ring had. Government, big government, you know, government's not evil. Big government that goes above and beyond its mission is. It can be, especially when you see it used in places like, you know, the color revolution and China, or, you know, what you've seen in Iran with the green revolution elsewhere. Boromir's mistake was thinking that his will was stronger than the ring's power. His mistake was thinking that the absolute power would not corrupt him absolutely, because he was sure of the goodness in his mission. And it's a noble belief, but it's impractical, unrealistic, and fantasy. And such is the same with government. That's why I think people who've been in government for a long time, you know how Frodo could never really go back to the Shire? Because he saw, you know, so to speak, how the sausage was made. And it corrupted him a little bit. He got some corruption from that. It tainted his worldview, and that's how he had to go to the Undying Lands with the elves, because he was just too broken to stay in Middle Earth anymore. And I think that sometimes happens, people who stay too long in D.C. And people who think that their willpower, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, they have all of the greatest intentions in the world. But the allure of power, it is a rare and such an exception that it's almost, you know, considered, it's magic that you would have someone who could resist the corruption of government and the corruption of power and the allure of power. It is I don't know that I've ever seen anybody, if I'm being honest, in all of, I sound like I'm 90. I don't mean to sound like I'm 90, but, or to try to act like I have all these years under my belt that makes me the expert on it. But in my career, professionally, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody untouched by it. And that's why this is the temptation of Boromir. Is it because he's naive, or is it because people are imperfect and we're frail before weakness? We're made weak by that allure of power. Was it that was just within him? You know, when they went to Lothlorien and they met Galadriel, Galadriel knew Boromir. She knew his heart. She was testing each one of the fellowships. She knew what he was going to do before he did it. That's why she said this is on the edge. The success of this quest is on the edge of a knife. And that it will only be successful so long as the company remains true. And she was looking at Boromir when she said that. So this is Trump's Boromir moment. I know a lot of conservatives like the idea of wrestling back the reins of big government from Democrats and using it to empower what they want to do. Let me caution people. If you have to use government to convince people that something that's great for them is good for them, the problem isn't the product. The problem is how you're messaging it. If you cannot sell freedom, you suck. A friend of mine said that once, and it still remains true today. If you can't sell people on this without having government do it, giving government more power and thereby further imperiling us, if God forbid a Democrat takes over in 2028, get somebody else to message it for you. We have a lot of good people on the right who think that you can use government to affect that kind of change, and you can't. That they can use the one ring to defeat the rot of progressivism. But you can't, because you're just becoming like the thing that you said you were going to fight against. And that's kind of the issue, right? I mean, he knew, and the ring and Sauron knew what Boromir's desires were. Boromir still wanted to dominate. So they played on his naivete and led him into this compromise, this catastrophe. And I don't want the allure of government to do that with anyone taking office in the cabinet or elsewhere. I'm not just talking about Trump today. But the great thing about Boromir is that it wasn't too late before he realized it. And that's ultimately the saving grace of this story. Boromir knew at the last moment, not too late for it to not count either. And he told the hobbits to run. And then he faced off against the orcs himself. And he lost his life. But he lost it as a hero. Not as a puppet for the One Ring. This is Donald Trump's comeback. And there were things that were amazing with his first term and things that were not so amazing with his first term. Big government spending is probably one of my biggest criticisms. And I'm going to caution you, if there's a politician that you agree with 100%, I don't say this to be insulting. Please check your head and your heart, because I know that y'all don't even agree with your husbands or wives 100% on everything. So it'd be weird if you did with a politician. It's okay to not agree. It's your God-given right as an American. People died for it. Exercise it. We have the goal of wanting to make the country strong and safe and prosperous. And sometimes that says, hey, what you're doing right there is not working so good. This, what you're doing is great, but this right here isn't so good. It's not an attack. It's about strengthening, and it's about shoring up any weakness in the metal. That's what it's about. And that's your responsibility going forward. Because Boromir's strength was also his fellowship. That ultimately, when Boromir, in his by talking with the hobbits and by them yelling at him, what are you doing? What, you know, and him realizing that he had compromised himself and thus compromised the mission, and he gave his life to rectify it. You know, politically speaking, with this, Boromir was redeemed and his story played out with the success of the mission. This is the comeback for this administration. It's the second chance for this administration. Everything that was left undone that needed to be done for the first term can be done now. This is such a mandate that they have been given. You don't need the one ring of government in order to get this done. You don't need to use big government to do it. That's what I'm saying with these executive orders that he's got. I know, at least with the immigration, and this is what DeSantis is setting up to happen in Florida, because DeSantis is anticipating a fight, DOJ-wise, with some of these executive orders. I was just telling you about the 14th Amendment with ending birthright citizenship. There's going to be a fight. DeSantis is anticipating this. I'm using this as an example. They're the first state to do it. And they are doing, they are moving, they're cleaning house, getting everything ready so that at least state by state, they can implement Trump's immigration agenda state by state. So that while they're fighting it in the feds, at least these Republican governors led by DeSantis can do it state by state. And they can, it's a imagine the big battlefield of Middle Earth, right? When they're getting ready and everybody's, you know, coming in from Minas Tirith and they're getting ready to go towards Gondor. And oh my gosh, you've got the armies lined up. And you remember the Riders of Rohan that appeared on that. That's what the governors are going to be doing in all of these red states. You're going to have the Riders of Rohan come up and they're going to be flanking the orcs and they're going to be coming in and helping get that agenda passed. I told you I can bring everything back to Lord of the Rings, and this is no different. I have literally waited. Can I just sidebar for a moment? I've literally waited months to be able to have this whole story on air today. I know. So they're trying to get it done on that end. But this is the test, the Boromir test. And to resist the use of that one ring to get everything passed is going to be difficult. You got to shepherd it through with legislation. Every single person has to play their part. Republican governors have to play their part. They have to shepherd their states into pushing this agenda state by state when they try to hobble it at the federal level. The attorneys general of all these red states, just like you've seen Andrew Bailey and Eric Schmidt before he became a senator, and even Josh Hawley before he became a senator, some of the strongest AGs are coming out of Missouri, I got to say. They are taking another approach to it as well, the legal approach through the 10th Amendment. Every single person has to play their role, the Republicans in Congress, in order to get this through, particularly if it relates to spending, and John Thune and the Republican majority in the Senate. Every single person is going to have to come together to this with this quasi fellowship in order to get this objective done. It's going to take everybody. And it's going to take the people. It's not just the Boromir test for Trump. It's the Boromir test for the Republican Party. Again, the biggest criticism of the Democrats is the expansion of government to carry out what they failed to do and when they failed to convince the people. We cannot have Republicans making that same mistake. And hopefully, with the help of God, they won't. I know that not everyone has the luxury of only going to places that dispel the gun-free zone nonsense. There are some people who live in cities who work in areas where maybe they have firearms, but they're not allowed to carry them inside, you know, the workplace or in the city, etc. So this is, consider it a way of diversifying your weapons array, because with the Burn-A-Gun doesn't care about gun-free zones. There's no waiting period. There's no background check. They send it right to your front porch. And when you compare the Burn-A-Gun, if you're curious as to how it operates, with like a stun gun has one or two rounds. Burn-A has a 5-round capacity of chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. So that's a deterrent. And when you are disarmed from your 9mm or whatever it is that you carry, this is a good diverse option for you if you're not able to carry a firearm. Like I said, love my firearms, but I also like diversifying what I have in terms of self-defense. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is the perfect time of the year. Everyone's all like, new year, new me. I hate resolutions. I don't do them, but a lot of you do. If you're one out there looking at resolutions or maybe evaluating your self-defense options, visit Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana. Look at the different models they have. The Byrna SD is the most popular. And get 10% off your purchase, but only at that URL.
Did God bless the United States of America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
I believe God has blessed this nation, that he's called it into existence. It isn't perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. But we continue as we lean towards the Lord to make improvements. There is no greater expression of liberty and freedom among civilized human beings than we've seen from our own nation in the last 250 years. As imperfect as it may be, that's true.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So first up, the last time we had a story like this, it was a dude. Now it is definitely not a dude. It's a chick. A Florida woman who got arrested over the weekend because police found drugs in a bag labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs.
What? Who keeps doing that?
It was a little canvas bag with a black zipper, and in black writing it says in cursive, definitely not a bag full of drugs on the side. So guess what? There were drugs in the bag that said there were no drugs in the bag.
What?
In fact, it was trafficking amounts of methamphetamine. Yeah. Possession with intent to sell, all kinds of other stuff. She had to post this woman. What is her name? I was so busy looking at the design of the bag. Let's see. This Florida woman, Taryn Acri, at the center of all of this, they conducted a traffic stop and that's when they caught it. But she posted a $15,500 bond. That's the bag that Juan is showing you on the simulcast if you're watching. Definitely not a bag full of drugs. Look at her face. The face is her reacting to the narrator going, there was meth in the bag. Trafficking amounts of meth in the bag. I mean, if I'm pulling you over and you already seem sus and you have that in your, you know, tote, definitely not a bag full of drugs with meth. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So they've charged her. And there was Narcan, needles, meth, all the stuff to use, I guess, to divide up the drugs, right? I don't know. Like those little accessories. I don't know where you get those. The drug accessories you just chop up your drugs with. I don't know. That was all in the bag with the meth. So, yeah, she in trouble. I don't know a lot about the drug stuff. I don't know. Everything. All I know is that Miami Vice, they did a lot of cocaine. And all I know about drugs are from Miami Vice and Cops. And so I just assume you chop everything up or it's in crystals, right? I don't know.
Sure.
A woman claims that her murdered husband fell on a hidden cane blade during a diabetic episode.
Accident.
Yeah, so like he was having a diabetic episode and he just happened to fall down on a giant blade in a cane. I don't think I believe that. We're out of time right now. We're going to have more of that. I'll have more Florida Man stories for you tomorrow. But our third hour is on the way next. Stick with us. It is a big week, and we're not just talking about Inauguration Day. Kel-Tec has officially unveiled their brand new pistol, the PR-57, and it's causing a huge buzz. Over a million views on the release video already, and you need to see why. Visit KelTecWeapons.com/Dana today, right now. Check it out. It's the Kel-Tec PR-57. It's a revolutionary compact concealed carry pistol chambered in 5.7. It's ultra-lightweight, 20-round capacity, and here's what's the kicker. It's a unique top-loading design. It's slim, simple, and practical. You're not going to have a magazine. In fact, the PR57 loads directly into the grip. It's a rotary barrel design, and it reduces weight by 40% compared to the other 5.7 millimeters on the market. And it's not just innovative. It's built for real-world performance with ease of use in mind. So for a limited time, you can win your own Kel-Tec. Just head over to keltecweapons.com/Dana. Enter their SHOT Show Week giveaway right before midnight Thursday, January 24th. That's the deadline. The winner, I'll announce it live on air, the winner, Friday, January 25th. So don't miss your chance to own the future of concealed carry. Visit keltecweapons.com/Dana. Kel-Tec, innovation performance made in the USA.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Welcome back to the program. Top of this third hour here on Inauguration Day, and we've been following all of the everything live, and the president is going to be attending a rally. We've got the inaugural parade. There's a lot of stuff still to happen, and we were carrying his first remarks after he was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States just a little bit earlier. So again, welcome, Dana Lash, with you. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. The chat's at Rumble. Also find the simulcast, Channel 347 DirecTV, elsewhere. So lots of stuff. We got executive orders that are going to be coming in, a lot of executive orders, 200 executive orders so far. And a lot of it is going to be dealing with the border. Apparently, the CPB app has already, that's something that's already like apparently being canceled, these CBP appointments. That's one of the reports coming in. So they're getting started pretty quick. Because remember, you don't really have a heck of a lot of time before you have the midterm election that starts, that kicks into gear. So, there's just a lot. We've talked about the pardons, the Fauci pardon, all the way back going to 2024. They've decided to pardon him. I know, it's so weird. And then you have the whole family. All the Bidens are pardoned. All of them. What?
You said 2024, but you meant 2014.
Oh, yeah. Going all the way back to 2014. That's weird. All of the, but Kane, I was told that they did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So why would you, you know, if you're as innocent, pure, as fresh-driven snow, why would you need a pardon?
You are correct. That is what we were told.
I mean, is it like something that you keep? Like, okay, so hold up. Like, you know when you go to like a sandwich shop and you'll get like the card and you punch it and it's like, if you get this many punches, you get a free sandwich. And you just keep it like that? Is that what you do with pardons?
It's
like a preemptive pardon?
I don't know if it's a punch card, but I think you keep it.
Think so?
I think so.
Just, you know, I'm just saying. It seems weird to me. So you've got, I got so much stuff here. I'm not going to be able to get to everything today. There's just so much. It's Inauguration Day. It's a good day. And I love that tailoring has been brought back. Good tailoring. We got some audio I wanted to make sure that we have as well. Fetterman, Audio Sunday 12, arrived for the inauguration. Hot look for the inauguration. Again, it's like 10 degrees in D.C. 10 degrees. This is Audio Sunday 12. He arrives. Shorts and his hoodie. shorts and hoodie, because he's got the hoodie pass, don't you know? He's got the hoodie pass. He's like huge. Like, look how much bigger he is than everybody else. It's like playing Space Marine 2, and you're the Space Marine, and then those are... That's the... Just saying. Yeah. Yeah, well, is he though? Because he's ginormous. He's, but he's got, he's one of those people who can wear shorts in 10 degrees. My husband's like that. He'll just wear shorts until, you know, he has to go to like a restaurant or church. I don't understand those people who do that. I will never for the life of me. They just, they're like modern day Flintstones. They can just, you know, I don't get it. So Fetterman gets a pass. Then you had, this was last night, audio soundbite 6. Trump had the village people on stage, and he did dance. Watch.
We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much.
And the village people come out.
Thank you very much. What a great victory for everybody. Thank you, America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
He's going to start the dance. He does the dance. Or is it Lee Greenwood that comes out first? Oh, and here they go. Here they go. Here the village. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that? Hold on. Hold up. No, keep playing it. Is that Elizabeth Warren? How did she get on stage? Someone let Elizabeth Warren on stage. Elizabeth Warren is pretending to be one of the village people. And he's standing. They're dancing, and Trump is not. And it's and he is not going to. And it's but he does this Trump dance, which is hysterical. I mean, it is a riot.
For people wondering where the music is, we're just reducing.
We can't play very much of it.
Reducing the possibility.
So YouTube will not allow you, even for the purposes of disseminating news, to they'll claim copyright and then we get pulled off. That's Elizabeth Warren. I am positive Elizabeth Warren is up there in a headdress on stage. So there you go, right there. That's and then you also have Rascal Flatts that are playing, and I don't know who else is. There's all kinds of stuff happening. So it's they've had you have your inaugural balls, and he's good. It's the floss move. It's the floss, like, is how you got to think of it. It's like the, it's the floss move. It's true.
Wait, isn't there a dance called flossing, and that's not it?
I have no idea. What I don't know what
I
that
think
is.
Steve will have to jump in on this one because I'm also old.
Yeah. And then, okay, we got to watch audio soundbite 14 or play audio because Tabor is melting down because you have Musk, Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, all the tech bros, the techocracy that's there. Honestly, sidebar, it's like a Warhammer thing where you're going in and you're talking to Hadron. So the Hadron Juniors are all there. Listen to this.
Anderson, between those four people plus Elon Musk from Twitter or X, those five people that I just mentioned, the four in the photograph and also Elon Musk, control so much of the information that we receive. So much is in their hands when it comes to ascertaining, monitoring, or refusing to monitor what is real, what is not real. And we're about to enter an era of deep fakes and all sorts of misinformation. And the degree to which those five gentlemen play a role or do not play a role will be pivotal in terms of where the American people are for.
Okay, I am... Can you just, Juan, just the screen cap of that last image that you had up there, the full screen, the CNN screen, because there's so many things in here to remark on. You have Jake Tapper freaking out about the tech bros, right? Do you see the little black line up at the top where it says, gives you the time, and then it tells you where everybody is? St. John's Church. Now, Kane, correct me if I'm wrong, which is a rhetorical device. I'm not wrong. Is that not the church that the left tried to burn down? Is that not the church that CNN, the network that whose screen is right there, they were trying to say that everything was mostly peaceful, and at first they didn't even report on that church burning down?
The very same.
Huh. Well, imagine that.
Weird.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
I mean, they're worried about deepfakes and misinformation. Like, I don't know. What do you mean misinformation? Like, I don't know, Russian collusion? Misinformation like the laptop that had Hunter Biden's name on it and it was Hunter Biden's is not Hunter Biden's? That disinformation? Yeah. I'm curious. I mean, now suddenly after they're not committing it, they think everyone else will? I don't know. I am just floored. All of a sudden, these people are like, wait a minute, the things that we've been doing all of these years, they may do. Well, we have to talk about the threats of what they may do that we've done all these years. It's only a threat if they think the right is going to also do it. That's just crazy. Crazy. Yeah, they are very upset. Van Jones is upset as well. I've not seen him this mad since he was mad over somebody telling him that 9/11 was a terror attack. Audio soundbite 15, you know, because he thought it was fake.
I ain't got no hope. I'm miserable. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. I'm mad at everybody. thank you, Scott. look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, reminding us that we're supposed to. Look, if you're a progressive or a Democrat right now, if you're watching television, you're watching it probably with some substances, because he's going to unleash this blitzkrieg of attacks on everything we care about, immigrants, clean energy, and nothing we can do about it but watch this stuff. So I appreciate you, but I'm miserable and I'm upset. And I know you're going to say something, Scott, that's going to make me more upset. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to make you happy because, hey, we're gonna cut your taxes too.
And we're going to cut your taxes on top of it. Amazing. So that's, you know, I'm excited for that one. But they're losing it. And then you have AOC losing her mind. Audio soundbite 13. She's losing it. Oh!
Well, we are on the eve of an authoritarian administration. This is what 21st century fascism is starting to look like. Republicans really model themselves after Orban's Hungary. And so you can look to see how Viktor Orban runs Hungary to get a taste of how they will try to govern and control media and companies in the United States.
You look how I feel.
Oh my gosh, she's making me do this. Every time she talks, I just, my whole face, my body revolts. First off, she has no idea about Viktor Orban. She doesn't know anything about Hungary. And not everyone on the right subscribes to that. She just read a story probably somewhere. And now, in her little feeble progressive mind is like, oh, the whole right's going to be like Viktor Orban. If it says that somebody here is talking to Viktor Orban, then the whole right's going to be like Viktor Orban from Hungary. And I'm going to, with that, demonstrate my knowledge of knowing foreign leaders. It's the only foreign leader I know. Because she read a piece about it. It's so stupid. No, the United States is not seeking to model itself after Hungary. Hungary is trying to model itself after the United States, but there's a lot of big government stuff that they're doing that the United States doesn't do, that the right doesn't actually support. So her argument is probably as bad as her drinks are. That's why she couldn't cut it as a bartender. So she decided to go into the world's oldest profession. No, not prostitution. That has more respect. Politics. Ha ha ha. So they're just big mad. Big mad. I noticed that Karen Pence and Michelle Obama weren't there today.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mike Pence was there. And then Barack Obama was there. Michelle Obama wasn't there, nor was Karen Pence. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, remember, 10 days ago, Biden said that he's only going to pardon people who committed crimes. Audio soundbite 8.
So, sir, on pardons, have you ruled out a pardon for yourself or any other additional members of the family?
For myself?
Yes, sir.
Well, what would I pardon myself for?
That's what I'm asking.
No, I have no contemplation of pardoning myself for anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
Mr. President, would you comment on Meta's decision to...
Oh, but then who does he pardon? Oh, boy. Everybody. Leonard Peltier, the guy who's a Native American activist who killed two FBI agents, they pardoned him. They pardoned, but then they start pardoning his whole family. Did his family commit? Because he said he's only going to pardon people who committed crimes, but then he pardons his whole family going back to 2014. Well, why did you pardon them for? Oh, just in case the Trump administration decides to. The Trump administration, you mean the same one that didn't do anything about Hillary last time? What makes you think they're going to go after you? No, you're using that as an excuse to pardon your criminal grifting family. That's the truth of the matter. We have a lot more on the way, including TikTok. Oh my gosh, we've got a million things to get. And some of the bits and pieces, because we still have the president is going to be speaking at their big event coming up later today. We got the inaugural parade. Although I don't know if it's going to be as long as it usually is, because it's like 112 degrees negative in D.C. right now. So we got a lot to hit. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
One of the other stories that we have as well has been the return of the Israeli hostages. The first bunch of hostages were returned, and Hamas sent with them gift bags, apparently a certificate, I guess, for their time in captivity, and pictures from when they were in captivity. The weirdest thing ever. We'll talk more about that coming up, because it's one of the things that we have as well that we're watching. Also, a TikTok ban is apparently being blamed for an arson attack on a congressman's office. Representative Glenn Grothman out of Wisconsin is a Republican. A man was arrested and charged with arson following a fire outside of his office. The 19-year-old said he was motivated by the TikTok ban. Interesting. So, I've never heard anything like that before. Okay. Meanwhile, in Germany, a German politician was attacked by a coven of carnival witches who beat him up and broke his ribs. Alexander Quebec is a mayoral candidate for a southern German town of Lüfburg. And he says he was left with broken ribs after an unprovoked attack in the Black Forest region. He's 43 years old. He was attending a local carnival when he encountered a coven of carnival witches. They look like a bunch of Krampuses, if I'm being honest. They said that they jumped in. He said they hit him from the back, knocked him to the ground. They deny it. So who do you believe, the coven of witches or this guy? I don't know. I mean, this is all craziness. Stephen Yates is going to be joining us this packed inaugural day. Stick with us. On January 24th, as the nation comes together for the March for Life, Preborn proudly stands in solidarity with the movement, reaffirming their dedication with the sanctity of Life Month and the protection of every unborn child. And more great news, the abortion pill reversal treatment is giving women a second chance to choose life, bringing babies back to life and empowering women. Join Preborn Ministries in supporting women in their darkest hours. With God's love and free services, Preborn's network of clinics are ready to help women choose life and help start the new year right by supporting life just for $28. Just $28, you can provide one ultrasound. With a gift of $140, you can help rescue 5 babies, and your donation can make a real difference. And if you're able, consider a leadership gift to save babies. A $5,000 donation sponsors Preborn's network for 24 hours, rescuing 200 babies. Donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. Donate today for the sanctity of life at preborn.com/Dana.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this: everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
And above all, China is operating the Panama Canal, and we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back.
Ooh, I mean, these executive orders, and then, of course, his remarks on the Panama Canal, pretty significant. They're hitting the ground running. All gas, no brakes. It's how it's got to be. And then this, that's huge. But then at the same time, though, is there not some disjointedness between that and then the TikTok stuff? I don't know. This is such a weird issue. I want to bring in our very good friend Stephen Yates on this monumental inaugural day. Stephen Yates, as you know, Yates Comms on X. He's a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, an expert on China, served in 2 administrations, including the previous Trump administration. He joins us now, not in his typical hidey hole. I see he's in a different hidey hole. It's good to see you, my friend. Okay, make this make sense for me, because I want to get in. I want to talk about the TikTok ban or unban or whatever for a moment. But I agree with what he's saying about the Panama Canal. But at the same time, it seems like he's tough. You're being tough on the Panama Canal, but the TikTok ban is, they're working out a deal. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first, Dana, I have to note that 4 years ago, within an hour of inaugural address, I was fired illegally from a grantee organization of the United States government. And I sure hope the Trump transition team is off and running among their executive orders, terminating all those other people from commissions and other places the way it was done to us 4 years ago. But on these policy things, I mean, the president served up, I think, basically an historic address that had some pretty in-your-face stuff for the people sitting there and around the world, mostly, I think, kind of creative destruction. So you look at this Panama Canal thing, it's just a plain fact that we did spend the money, we built it, we gave it over to them. We are supposed to be able to have kind of privileged access to it. And here they are letting ports on either end get operated by now an enemy. Now, a friend of mine said, well, did President Trump just announce we're going to war? My reaction is, if so, it's going to be brief. But I'd like to be the special envoy for the best deals ever, because I think if we went ahead and took that back, we said Americans transit for free, military or civilian, but all the revenues from everyone else goes to you, Panama. That's a good deal for you. Good deal for us.
Ooh.
Problem solved. And so my guess is we're setting up the information space for the best deals ever. So we'll like see that. Whether that proves to be true. But it's just a fact that Carter gave it away in ways that were unnecessary, just like we gave away our China policy and Taiwan policy under the Nixon and to Kissinger administration, or Nixon to Carter administrations. But this is a course correction on the Panama thing. The TikTok part, I don't like. It breaks my brain when people try to tell me things that I know are not true. This is not a free speech issue. That if you have a media platform that is owned by an adversary, you're either saying they're not an adversary, they're not at war against us, and we'll never go to war with them, and so it doesn't matter. But this is not the Canadians owning a media platform. This is not the Italians owning a media platform. This is the Communist Party of China owning that data, manipulating the algorithm. And this was a divestiture movement, not a ban on speech. And so I don't like the way this has been talked about among allegedly intelligent people. There are a lot of friends of mine that are on the other side of this. I don't know what they're thinking and motives are, but this is about not letting the CCP own media platforms in the United States.
If the TikTok ban was, or if this, if the order was, I don't know, because I know the legislation as it relates to that governs all this is in the proposal for the I'm like looking at what was proposed in some of Trump's remarks here. It seems overly broad, because, and I think that's one of the concerns that people have, as I understand it, because they are worried that the government that made us all stay inside from the Wu flu for 2 years, and the same government that claims it can't do anything with, you know, the stuff at the border, that they would use national security to take over companies. And I understand that concern. Is it something as simple, Steve, as just rewriting that to eliminate those concerns? I mean, can that be done?
From my point of view, this has already been through both houses of Congress, signed by the president. It's gone before the Supreme Court. It's as simple as sell it to free people and you can operate it. Don't do that and screw you.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it comes down to. There's no way in the world someone can convince me that the geniuses that were at the inauguration, the richest men in the world, the tech empires that were at the inauguration, can't build a short video platform that would rival this. There's a craptastic app that's named Red Little Red Book that a lot of people have left TikTok to go to, also run by the Communist Party of China. So you can't tell me that these guys that run the biggest empires in tech in the world can't do something that's not Communist Party owned. So we've got to just solve that part, and then I'm with you. I'll join the army for free speech, because I've always been in the army for free speech. But stop this ownership conflagration of, oh, this is about stomping on every other app.
Right.
No, not every other app is owned by the Communist Party of China.
Right.
So let's stop there.
Well, and that's kind of the difference with this. We're talking with our friend Stephen Yates at Yates Comms on X, because I've been watching like some of these software engineers and some of these programmers talk about the stuff that TikTok does and what it collects, like the tracking code that can monitor keystrokes and passwords and taps. And I know that certain other apps do that as well, but the point that you just made signifies the difference. I mean, those, you know, Instagram's not owned by the Communist Party of China, nor is Facebook. I mean, Facebook famously can't even get clearance to operate in China because they wouldn't allow certain technology like this to be implemented along with the app. So that, I mean, that is the difference. I mean, talk real quickly, because I know you and I've talked about this before, but maybe people who didn't see that conversation, because you've explained before why this is, it's a weapon, it's a psyop, it's a huge weapon that the CCP is using against Americans. But I think that some Americans don't see the danger. They're just like, oh, I'm just putting up a cat video. What does it harm? But there is something there.
Well, number one, they don't know. Everyone that's either an alcoholic or under hypnosis doesn't know what the influence is that's running their life. They think they know, they think they're in charge, but there are enormous powers of suggestion that go through our eyes, ears, the yeah. addiction to the haptic response and the device that's in your hand. This is something that didn't exist 30, 40, 50 years ago, and it wouldn't have existed during the Cold War, but it exists now. And we've put it literally into the hands of the most advanced totalitarian surveillance state that is looking to do what? Looking to undermine a generation of productive Americans. If they can get the U.S. generation of military service, entrepreneurship, the people that need to be making money so that old people like me someday can retire, then they can get America taken down a notch without having to fire a shot, without having to be better. So if they're using an incredibly addictive and manipulative algorithm based on the data that they harvest to try to sow division or just make us dumb and hypnotized in our own country, it all seems innocuous and it's free speech and all that. But in the hands of wrong and unaccountable people, you don't know what it's really being used to do. At least if you have a company that's based in the United States, they can be, in theory, called before Congress and have to have some kind of accountability, be subjected to American law. But a Chinese-owned entity is subjected to accountability to the Communist Party of China. Their state government is literally written into their laws that they have to give data to their state. And so this is a completely apples and oranges kind of argument when people try to compare TikTok with, say, Facebook right. or X or any other kind of app. But it really gets at the heart of the young people. It's also used to engage in transactions that Snapchat is also used for, but we might as well shut down the ones we know of to move illicit products, whether it's fentanyl, meth, or whatever else, because addicted Americans are the CCP's friend.
That's a good point. We're talking with our friend Stephen Yates. One last thing for you. Well, maybe one last thing. I may have something else. But the hostage situation. I was watching these videos of these hostages being reunited with their families. And then earlier when they were taken from, I guess, the Hamas vehicle and put in with the Red Cross, they had like these weird gift bags. And they were wearing this like this Gazan stuff. And they had their gift. The gift bags apparently included a certificate. Is that you get a certificate for your time in captivity with Hamas? And then photos from their time being detained. That's just inhuman, absolutely inhuman. But how many of these terrorists, and these are people who were caught in the act, as you know, of murdering other people, is Israel having to give up for these innocent hostages that Hamas took? I mean, we look at that, and I know it's not a fair trade, but when I watch the videos of the people being reunited with their family, I'm like, I get why they had that feeling and they just wanted their loved ones back. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah. Well, number one, I mean, you know, and I've shared with the audience, I've lost my daughter. And if I had the hope of having my daughter back under any circumstance, of course, my heart would be in a completely different right. place and it would overtake my mind. And I have to believe for these parents and the people that were taken, can you even conceive of 400 plus days in the charge of these absolute monsters? Your life will never be the same. The parents, the captives, they'll never, ever be the same. I don't fault them at all for having a somewhat modestly heart-healing moment. What a miracle to be back together. But three is not enough. These monsters killed and have still kept so many others, even Americans that we have no accountability for. So there's a lot of work that has to be done. I mean, I really don't like the pressure that the United States government has put on the government of Israel for these 400 plus days. I think they should have greased the enemy right from the get-go. When you bring the hounds of hell to me, don't try to talk to me about the laws of war. That I think is what Hegseth's testimony was about. And I hope people understand that. This isn't about waterboarding people. It's sending them to the frickin' ground because they went against humanity. And I think by holding Israel back, we prolong the suffering of these families. And sadly, there are hundreds of other families who still ache just the way these three families ached up until their blessed reunion.
Amen to that. It's a new day, inauguration day. One last quick thing before we go. What would you like to have? If you could tell President Trump, get this done right away and it will pay dividends in terms of freedom. If there's one thing you could advise him on, what would you tell him as he starts out his second term?
Well, to be honest, Dana, I think he's already doing it. I mean, I think at number one by far is close the border, make America secure. There is literally nothing that is accomplished without that. Unleashing energy is the key to inflation and making us stronger and otherwise fall back in love with the idea of America. He does those three things. I think we've had a monumental change of course. It is the dawn of a golden age. All the goods, if we can do those three things. I got a few others on my list, but I think that those are mine. Others will have to weigh in on those things, too.
There you go. Well, it's a new day. Stephen Yates at YatesComs on X. Always good to see you, my friend. Happy Inauguration Day. And, of course, God bless. We were grateful for it to have you every week. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Dana. Take care.
You too. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it, and it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day, and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is a brand new day, is it not? A brand new day in this republic, a brand new administration, and now apparently it is all pedal, no break. All gas, no break. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're covering all of this. Stay tuned to Substack, too, the newsletter for the show, Chapter and Verse, where there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out this week as well. We've been covering, you know, everything. You hear this? This was a headline that just broke a couple of hours ago. Cecile Richards, head of Planned Parenthood. She's passed away. So there's the three, Kane. Cecile Richards. And then the other two that we had last week.
I wish she wasn't famous enough to be on that list.
There's your third. So that, I mean, she took, you know, she jumped on the landmine. So that's somebody who's famous and wasn't an advocate for a baby murdering enterprise. They didn't have to go. So 67, Cecile Richards, apparently as Trump was being sworn in, she kicked the bucket. I'm not even kidding. That's what's being reported. I am not joking. She passed away like right as he was taking the oath of office. Someone said the demons fled her body. Now, my Southern Missouri tendencies say, now, Dana, you don't speak ill of the dead. But I'm like, how many people did she kill at Planned Parenthood? I mean, think about the babies.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying what she did was demonic and evil. And I'm not going to say that it wasn't demonic and wasn't evil just because she's dead now. So if she's dead, so you can't say that what she did was bad. Stop.
But I would also fake my death when no one's paying attention. If I knew I was up for all these crimes.
Maybe we can have an executive order until Congress can get to it about not funding this entity.
Thank you.
That would be really nice to have that. So, yeah, that's just thought that was that's an odd little headline to throw in with everything on Inauguration Day. I'll be on Fox Business. What time? Actually, I don't know. Let me look. It's coming up. I'll be on with I know Dagan coming up in the I'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, five central, six Eastern hour on Fox Business about all the inaugural stuff. So if you want to watch that. And of course, make sure you find us on Facebook and YouTube, like and subscribe. Lots of stuff. We'll be at SHOT Show later this week. Broadcasting from there with a lot of special guests, because everybody who's in DC, half of those people are now going to go to Vegas and get out there for SHOT Show. So of course we'll be there as well. In the meantime, today in stupidity.
All right, the totally unbiased and straight down the middle journalistic entity known as CNN.
Oh yeah, them.
Jake Tapper had something to say. For some reason, it's all right for billionaires like Soros and stuff to rub shoulders with Democrats. But when this happens, listen to this.
Anderson, between those four people, plus Elon Musk from Twitter or X, those five people that I just mentioned, the four in the photograph and also Elon Musk, control so much of the information that we receive. So much is in their hands when it comes to ascertaining,
I think you can hear it. You can hear that the misinformation machine is upset that there's potentially someone else putting out more information, accurate information, that battles that misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, folks. Tomorrow, make sure you join us. We'll be all back together again, too. And it's Inauguration Day. It is a brand new day. Have a great, blessed evening. Stay warm. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.